Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. It is September 18th, 2021, a beautiful day out here in the West Coast. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in, 855-529-7234. Remember, seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're just talking about general topics of law. In fact, we are the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. That's exactly right. Cal is playing the, disclaimer music. So if you want to go to our website, we've got really interesting disclaimer stuff to read. Late at night, it's really a good idea to read this if you're having sleeping problems. You know, save money on, you know, those sleeping pills or any type of pill that's going to help you go to sleep. Just read our disclaimers. In fact, we might even get it so where it'll read to you. You know, they have those books that'll read to you.
Oh, an e-book.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, look, Todd's falling asleep. Me just talking about it.
Just a quick note. The previous claim made by Fred has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Yeah, we don't want to make any false promises, you know, because you end up in the same boat as Elizabeth Holmes.
You never know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what, though? We should probably package that and sell it. We could, that disclaimer.
The ultimate sleep aid.
Yeah, that's the perfect sleep. Do not read our disclaimer or have someone read to you while driving. That is a dangerous, dangerous thing because you will fall asleep at the wheel.
I don't know, Fred. You say things like that, and I'm envisioning the FBI across the street with some binoculars. All right, we don't move until we talk about disclaimers. Swarm! 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 Get him!
That's it. That's the disclaimers. Look, we're going to have some exciting things this third hour. A lot of times we save our best for the last. We're going to talk about a South Carolina lawyer case. Boy, is this interesting. And Todd's going to kind of get into it deep. We're just going to tease you a little bit about it. We're going to have a case or no case. We're going to talk about the Durst case coming up. Twitter gets out of a lawsuit. We got to talk about Britney Spears. And we're doing everything we can to avoid talking about R. Kelly. I mean, we've got information about R. Kelly and the case that stopped Todd. Todd is playing around again like a child.
You said I would see who we're going to tease a case. I'm over here making
teasing looks.
Hi.
Oh, I thought you were
looking at Denise weird. So
yeah, I thought you were, you know, responding to his comment about going deep into the murder.
You know, all I was talking about was teasing, and Denise, the one who is supposed to be here to
she's
keep us
rock
on the straight and narrow, and
look,
she's the one. Oh, let's not talk about a mistrial, which she's going to go off the rails if we do that.
Boys are weird.
Exactly.
Well, that's true.
You know what? Sometimes you just drive along the road, and you can't, you know, and all of a sudden the freeway just backs up. And there's no reason, and then you see someone on the side of the road, and people have to slow down and look. That's like the R. Kelly case, right? We don't want to talk about it anymore. I just can't stand talking about it, but you almost have to. I think I'm going to one time just on the freeway just pull aside. I probably won't do this because I don't want anyone to get an accident, but pull off to the side of the road, you in another car, and put out a table and play some cards, like, you know, gin rummy or something, and see how many people stop and rubberneck. It'd probably be backed up for 20 miles, right? But anyway, that's the R. Kelly case.
You hear the sirens, run. Just get in the car and go.
Yeah. We're gonna do whatever we can not to talk about R. Kelly. So if you feel that we're dragging on talking about some stuff, we just don't want to get into R. Kelly. But the key is, and what's the most important thing to do here, is to sit and listen to our producer, Cal Hunter, give us a great case or no case. I'll go ahead.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Kelly Greer went on a walk in Seattle near her rural home, and there on the road she saw two little teeny tiny baby raccoons. She had seen a deceased adult earlier, which we presumed was their mother, so she ran home, got a little shoebox, and took them home and tried to nurse them back to health. One did not survive, but the other did. and became a pet, a box-trained raccoon, and a celebrity. Got pictures taken with all kinds of people, school kids, even fish and game wardens got their picture taken with her and the raccoon. But eventually, one of the young rookie officers came in and asked her, "Madam, do you have a permit to keep a wild animal?" She said, yes, I do. But she was obfuscating the truth. So the lawyer, the officer, went and checked. And then came and gave her a citation and said, "You've got to get rid of the animal." Knocked on the door and said, "I'm taking the animal with me now." She said, Do I have to give him up now? And he said, "No, I'll just walk in and take him." Went in, took the animal, took him back to the shelter. She went to her lawyer and said, "This doesn't seem right. Mr. Lawyer, do I have a case or no case? Mr. Kunin, what do you think about the case of the itty-bitty box-trained raccoon?"
Well, well, well. You know, I remember thinking about this back in the day. There seemed to be this thing about, oh, I remember. It was, remember the show with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Kindergarten Cop?
Yeah.
Okay, and the class had a ferret. In the kindergarten class had a pet ferret. Here's the thing: you can't have a pet ferret. You have to have a special license because it technically qualifies as a wild animal.
Right.
And so you know, they obviously missed out on telling people about that one in the movie. But that same idea would apply here, and I believe that was even up in Washington too, wasn't it? I think that was where Kindergarten Cop was. And maybe it was Oregon. They're all weird in Oregon. So, I just said that for Denise's benefit.
Oh,
they're
my,
not weird.
Wait a minute.
Good
Oregon
folks in Oregon.
No,
Denise is sitting here wearing her Oregon. Well, that's true. She's wearing her Oregon garb here. So, I'm going to say that this is a yes.
You know, we have like we pretty much cover the whole state of Oregon.
Many of
radio
shows.
Yes. I apologize to the state of Oregon. I was making fun more of Denise than anything else, but. I'm sorry, Denise. I am sorry.
He's not accepting, Tom.
She's not accepting, but it wouldn't be the first time.
She'll accept if she wins.
Playing some New York. What did she say? We're playing some New York team.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But it's a team I've never heard of before.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, all right. So this is a case. Okay. But I'm going to say that she wins. Because the seizure of the animal, she was not given a grace period, a time in which she could go and get a permit so she could have it. And the fact that other law enforcement officers had had their pictures taken with the raccoon led her to believe that she was allowed to keep it. So case, but she prevails. The officer jumped the gun. The rookie, the gung-ho cop, knucklehead.
All right, Denise, what say you, case or no case?
I'm going to say no case. I don't know why. It's just a feeling, and I've been off today, so I'll probably be wrong, but I just don't feel like this is a case.
Okay. I have an answer, Cal.
Yeah,
the way it's been going today, lot of it is thinking intellectually about things. Other things are just trying to figure out Cal Hunter and what he's doing. Todd and I have been on all day long. We have nailed it every single time. And I just can't go against Todd, and Todd can't go against me. So I got to follow exactly what Todd is. Yes, this is a true case. And yes, she had this cute little baby raccoon, and the officer did not give her enough time to. And maybe she could say it's domesticated, too. She can argue that. But the most important thing that I want to talk about, other than case or no case, the Oregon Ducks are playing the powerhouse Stony Brook College.
Sisters of the Poor.
What is Stony Brook College?
As Mike Ditka used to say, well, you're playing the Sisters of the Poor.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they're nice people. Give us a call, Stony Brook College. We'll be back after this to find out the case or no case, the raccoon.
Stony Brook College sounds like a money game to me.
I don't know, but the Oregon Ducks are playing them.
Well, good for them.
Oh.
And good for Stony Brook, huh? What a recruiting chip for them. All right, as Fred said, case or no case, the answer to case or no case and the domesticated raccoon, a box trained raccoon, no less, very unusual, is coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com
and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Radio Lock Talk. Who told you that? That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Lock Talk.
So am I going to be a three-time winner, Cal?
Boy, that's a great question.
Well,
for
let's find out.
It's possible. It's also possible you may not be.
Right.
So, wow, one of those two, huh?
Well, just want to give Denise hope before she comes in and turns all crazy on us. No, she would not do that. Okay, so here's the thing.
All right.
The woman who kept the baby raccoon, who had an overzealous, in my opinion, rookie officer come in and go, you don't have a permit for that animal, although she'd had it for seven years, Fred. She'd had it for 7 years.
Woo.
And so those of you who say this was a case, that would be Todd and Fred. Oh, wow.
Yes. I knew I had to stick with Todd this time.
But you did make a slight error in judgment.
She lost.
Fish and Game won.
Oh, gee.
That's not one for the good guys.
No, it's not. So she asked the judge, what should I have done? Just let the little raccoon stay on the side of the road and die? And you know what the judge said? I'm giving you a quote now from the case.
Yes.
In order to comply with the law, ma'am, yes, that's exactly what you should have done.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Can't do that. And that is...
Well, good for her. Now it's at least domesticated, and they'll probably go to, like, a zoo or something, which is probably...
A petting zoo.
You ever, though, dealt with a raccoon?
Oh, they're terrible.
They are the meanest animals you've ever been around.
And they're so smart.
They're so cute looking.
They look so cute.
But they are mean, and their claws are so sharp. Yeah, they are so sharp. They will tear up a dog.
I have one that lives in the sewer by our radio studio in Red Bluff. Lives in the sewer, pops out every time I pull up my car, looks at me, I go, hey, get out of here. And it kind of like holds up his little middle raccoon finger and goes back in the sewer and runs away.
You know, they can open, they're so clever. They can open, like we used to go camping up at our mine, right? And we had the kind of cupboards that were screened in, and you had to literally turn the handle to open them, not a big handle, like a little tiny, like button type of a handle, and the raccoons could get in there.
Wow. And then they'll get in the walls and live and tear up your insulation. I mean, they can destroy.
Really?
Destroy. Yeah, they're like having rats.
Don't ever feed them because they keep coming back and back and back.
So my question now is, after all of this raccoon bashing that's going on, are we now saying, yeah, she should have left the little raccoons on the side of the road to die? They, you know, it's a gateway crime. They're just going to grow up and be hoodlums, you know, stealing cows' insulation and tearing things up.
Well, I just saw a story on a guy who was a taxidermist, and this family had a pet raccoon, and it ripped their mobile home in Arkansas completely. I mean, the paneling was off the wall. The insulation was laying out over the refrigerator, and it died. And they said, can y'all taxidermy this for him? He's our pet. I thought, you've got to be kidding me.
Wow.
Good riddance, raccoon. Anyway.
You know what? They are, though. They're destructive, but they're not. So let me tell you a quick anecdotal story. Did you know what type of dog I had for years that I loved? It's one of my favorite dogs. We had labs. It is. We had labs, but my friend called me, and he lived in the city. He said, can you please come take my dog? Because I live in the country, and we have, I mean, between all the neighbors, there's 100 acres there, right? And he goes, can you please come get the dog? I get complaints every day of my dog, and because it barks all the time. What kind of dog was it?
A beagle.
Red-bone coonhound.
Uh-oh.
So we went over, and it was a puppy, and they howl, they bark constantly, howl. We picked this red-bone coonhound up, and it was out of Texas, and it was like a $750 dog that his mom was like a national champion. And what a great dog to have if you're in the country. Do not get those dogs if you're in the city. But that dog treed so many animals. And I first started trying to train it, and I looked up, you know, about how to train it. And then I finally read it. It's like, dude, if they've got it, just don't train. They're fine. They're going to figure it out. And sure enough, that dog would go out on the 100-acre woods and would tree raccoons, you name it, it treated it. And the thing that's interesting about a red-bone coonhound, this is great anecdotal stuff.
This did it instinctively.
Instinctively, but that's here's cool. The thing that's interesting. They will not leave the tree. They'll stay there all day and all night barking with their feet until either you get it down, you shoot it, whatever you got to do. I don't have to, you know how many times? Would you guys, Garrett, go down to the valley and go get Rusty? He's been barking for 6 hours now. I think he's thirsty. And literally, and sure enough, you see coons. And he trapped seven raccoons in one tree one day, and nobody believed us. And we took a video, and I got pictures of it.
Good dog.
Tree, seven raccoons.
That is cool.
You don't have any red ferns growing on your property at all.
We do. Actually, okay. He did die, and we should. And actually, it's sad because I think he went over to the neighbors, and the neighbors got kind of tired of him coming over. But
you know,
he was a sweet dog.
The thing that's interesting about that story is that out there somewhere, the friend that gave it to you, do they have kids?
No, he was a single guy.
Okay, because the thought is the age-old thing, the parents get rid of the pet. They get, where'd it go? Well, we sent it to go live in this farm in the country where the dog will be able to bound around and jump and do all these things when that's not really what happened to the dog. And in this case, that's actually what happened to the dog.
Right. And my wife has sworn to not let me get another one, and I just love the red bone coon.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
What'd you do with the seven raccoons?
We actually, I let them get down and go because, you know what, it was a family. There was two mom and dad, three babies, and it must have been grandma. There was three adults and four babies, you know, of some sort. And
it goes back to Rusty. Rusty, what would you do with the raccoons? You had to let him go.
You had to what?
No, we had to let him go.
Really? No, he's like, good, because I'm going to trap them again when they come back. And guess what? We had no issues with deer. With around our home, because we have gardens, deers, raccoons, mountain lions, because we're up in here in Northern California, you know, bobcats we see all the time. But man, there it is, a shout out for 2.5 minutes for red bone coon.
And your wife won't let you get another one.
No, I love that dog.
Wow.
Steve, we'll come back. We're going to talk about Twitter. We're going to talk about Durst case. We're going to talk about a South Carolina lawyer case. Boy, that's interesting that Todd's going to bring up. And we've got more when you come back with us. We got only a half hour to go. Stick with us.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. There's more coming right up very soon right here.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell VapeVape to quit lying.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards.
Indiana University Health, the biggest hospital system in the state, has announced that 125 staff members are no longer employed there after refusing to comply with the organization's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. A spokesperson for IU Health told Newsweek that the employees who refused to get the shot resigned. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, joined Fox's America's Newsroom Thursday to weigh in on General Milley's China allegations.
There were multiple members of the administration that thought they knew better than the president. That's a very dangerous thing. There is only one president at a time. And for you to go and have the call with the Chinese, there's nothing wrong with that. For you not to tell the president that you had that call with the Chinese and for him not to be aware, that's the problem.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Are you serious?
Oh, that's dumb.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Back to Radio Law Talk, 855 Law Radio. Just stick around because we're going to have, at the very end, quick take. We're going to tell you a couple of really a few seconds about what we think about this whole show and something for you to remember. But right now, we've been touting this South Carolina lawyer case. Todd, lay this case out. This is kind of bizarre.
So there's a lawyer, South Carolina, Murdaugh, Alex Murdaugh is his name. And the Murdaugh family, the Murdaugh law firm, has been around for, I want to say it's 800 years. It was like an institution in this small area in South Carolina. And he was a very influential lawyer. He had a wife, two kids, and trouble started a brewing right around 2015. Here's a quick timeline. Thank you. Shout out to the USA Today for providing a lot of this research. But so in July of 2015, an individual named Stephen Smith found dead on a country road in South Carolina. All right, near in this whole location. Smith's mom said she thought it was a hate crime, but we'll get back to that. In November 2015, that's when the mom said that, hey, look, my son getting hit, that was a hate crime. Skip forward 4 years to February 2019. Paul Murdaugh, Alex Murdaugh's son, at the helm of a boat, gets into an accident. The passenger is killed. He was awaiting trial still, related to the manslaughter charges relating to that case. 2 days after the boat accident, the housekeeper of the Murdaughs dies, allegedly of natural causes, so they say. Skip forward to 2021. This kid who's awaiting trial on the boat case, he and his mom, Alex Murdaugh's wife and son, are found by Alex Murdaugh, murdered, shot to death at their home. Alex Murdaugh said he had been away visiting his ill father, came back, found dead at the house. He has another son. We'll get to that one in a minute. This is in June of this year.
You should be writing this down, this timeline.
3 days later, Alex Murdaugh's father dies, the father he had gone to go see. Then in June 22nd, remember that 2015 hit and run where the mom thought it was a hate crime? Well, the investigation of the murder of the mom and son, Alex Murdaugh's wife and son, has now led to reopening the investigation of that 2015 death.
Who died in the first one?
Stephen Smith, some kid, and they said it was a hate crime, but the investigation of Murdaugh's wife and son has now led to a reopening of the previous investigation. A month later, the police department that's doing the investigation is now facing conspiracy charges related to the investigation of the boat crash that happened 2 years earlier. A month after that, essentially the prosecutor, the DA, the Solicitor General, he recuses himself from any further involvement in the case, claiming conflict of interest. That was in August. Now, here's where it gets really interesting.
I'm lost. That is so crazy. I'm lost already. So, this is so intriguing, though.
September, the dad, who at this point now has lost a son, who was waiting trial for the manslaughter charge in the boat. He's lost a wife. He has another son, but he's lost his dad has died. He resigns from his law firm in September 3rd of this year.
And his housekeeper dies too.
And his housekeeper died as well.
Yeah.
September 4th, a day after he resigns from his law firm, he is shot in the head on a country road. Superficial wound, it turned out to be, but he is shot, and an attempted murder investigation starts. Then, 2 days later, the 6th of September, that same Alex Murdaugh enters rehab. A week later, his law firm now is being investigated. And a week after that, they find the perpetrator of the attempted murder, and turns out, guess what? He was actually hired by Alex Murdaugh.
Well, allegedly.
This is the allegation. This is what he's claiming. He's claiming he was hired by Alex Murtaugh, the lawyer, and hired to kill him. Alex hired this guy to shoot himself so that Alex's surviving son could get the $10 million life insurance policy. Alex Murtaugh.
And that was a former client of Mr.
It was a
Murtaugh.
Former client. Alex Murtaugh now has surrendered himself to authorities. He's facing charges of insurance fraud, but in a development just yesterday, has been released on bond to go back to the rehab facility, $20,000 bond. With all of this, only released on $20,000 bond.
Did you say that was just in, Todd? That would be, here we go.
Radio Law Talk News.
Okay, back to you, Todd Kunin.
So look, we're going to follow this one. I've been, every time I bring up my news feed, it keeps coming up. It's just this train wreck of stuff going on. Essentially, this prominent law firm, prominent family brought down by allegations and scandal, and he's now facing charges, but...
And everybody's dead.
How quickly? Yeah, you've got... And they're also reopening and getting an investigation into the circumstances surrounding the death of the housekeeper.
Yeah, so you've got murder, you've got drug abuse, you may have some sexual thing with the housekeeper, you don't know that. You've got murder for hire. I'm just saying.
I'm thinking...
Allegations.
That was the first thing that I thought of as well, honestly.
Well, we got to be careful, because we don't know.
I'm just saying you may. Yeah, that's
it's
what
just
I said.
A lot of stuff surrounding this family and... You know, now that we'll see where things go moving forward.
Yeah, we're going to follow this, and that is a very interesting timeline of what's going on. Talk about, life's good, got a big law firm doing it. Everything's going going south. What's interesting is, man, everybody keeps dying around him.
Yeah.
That reminds me of someone else.
Yes, with two little children, remember? Is that the one we're talking about in Idaho? That Idaho case?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. Durst, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Talk about Durst.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's segue into Durst.
Good transition, Denise.
But we're not saying, again, all these people are innocent until proven guilty, except Durst has just been found guilty, right, Denise?
He was just found guilty by a juror.
Well, tell about what it's about. I mean, just back it up a little bit.
Well, what's interesting about Durst is there's a lot of dead bodies all around Durst. His first wife, she died or just mysteriously disappeared. I don't think they ever found her body. And then he moved away and moved to Texas, I believe, and he admitted to cutting up his neighbor's body.
Wasn't that Galveston, Texas?
Yes.
It wasn't walking on a beach wearing a mask and carrying a machete or anything. Okay, just checking.
Well, that was his lawyer.
Folks, that's a callback to a previous hour where we covered a story like that.
Doesn't apply.
When he was caught, he was actually dressed up like a woman, and he was acquitted of the murder of this guy, although he admitted to cutting up his body. He was found guilty of hindering prosecution or hiding evidence in that case.
Well, I think he said it was self-defense, is what he said. And their argument was, chopping up a body isn't no big deal. That doesn't mean he murdered him. He just chopped him up. Go ahead.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
Holding yourself out as a butcher without an appropriate license, that's a gateway crime.
Another gateway crime.
And then his best friend ends up dead
Woman.
In California.
Yeah.
And he had allegedly gone all the way to California to visit with her. And the theory was that she knew that he had actually killed his first wife. And so that's kind of the thing that was on trial in California. And the jury just found him guilty of murdering his best friend.
Now, apparently, according to the facts presented in the case, did he not come into a room and just pop a cap on the back of her head? I mean, like, surprised her and shot her dead? Isn't that kind of what they think happened?
Yes, that's exactly what they think happened.
Wow.
And she never saw it coming.
Well, here's the key. The Durst trial is one of the most famous trials and most famous cases, because it's one of the first ones that Radio Law Talk really covered. And we covered probably the most interesting part of the trial. And his case, not necessarily the trial, his case, where he gets interviewed on HBO. And he does this interview. And while he's doing this interview, he's sitting in the bathroom, going to the bathroom, and he has a hot mic on. And he talks and says these weird things because they're interviewing him about these mysterious deaths, and especially of his friend. And this, do you still have that? Do you have it teed up, Cal?
Not yet. Well, I'm trying to find it.
It's actually on. If you can go to Radio Law Talk, our YouTube, just go to YouTube, Radio Law Talk. It's on Radio Law Talk YouTube.
I like to call this the Scooby-Doo moment, because you remember in the old Scooby-Doo shows, there's always the end, and once they catch the bad guy, what did the bad guy invariably say every time? I'd have gotten away with it too if it hadn't been for these meddling kids.
And yeah, so, he'd always confess.
Yeah, and so the idea here is, okay, I'd have gotten away if it hadn't been for these meddling kids. What was the meddling kid, the Scooby-Doo moment in the case? And for Durst, it was this audio.
He's in the bathroom. He's in the bathroom.
That's right. He had been interviewed. He went to the bathroom, but the mic was still on.
Okay, there it is. You're caught. Oh, that's passing gas.
You're right, of course.
You're right, of course.
But you can't imagine.
But you can't imagine.
Arrested.
All right, we're running behind. We're going to take a break here.
Let's take a break. Let's get off that. But anyway, he basically talks, and we don't want to hear passing gas anymore.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcement.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
What does Todd's cat see? Boys are weird. Oh, that's dumb.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
We're back on the show, but Cal's watching that video still. All right, we can get away from the Durst. Turn the Durst stuff off. We've heard.
Yeah, it's fascinating just trying to look inside of his brain there when he's in.
Let's get off. We're going to talk about Coast Guard. Let's talk about the Coast Guard, Cal.
Oh, we're going to do some rock music too.
Oh, right? Yeah. Coast Guard is being sued. Remember there was that September 2nd, 2019 boat accident where 33 passengers were killed because it caught on fire. They're sleeping below deck. Remember, they're scuba divers, and they couldn't basically get out. Well, now just an update. The Coast Guard is now being sued by their lawyers claiming that basically had the Coast Guard properly inspected, the name of the boat's called Conception. I don't know why you call it Conception. They never would have certified it. Is what their argument was. It shouldn't have been certified, and so now these lawsuits are going forward. There's 34 victims that were killed. I'm sorry, 33 passengers, one crew member. that basically were trapped below as it burned.
It's like one entire family died.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the latest on that. The lawsuits are now going away. You know, they sued the boat, you know, company, and now they're going after the actual Coast Guard. So that's the latest. And we got a little bit about Britney Spears. Everybody loves Britney Spears. What's going on with Britney Spears?
Well, a lot, and it's really, really a good thing, because she had always said that her dad was mistreating her. He was not allowing her access to her finances, that the conservatorship that was set up over the person and over her estate had become abusive. And the things that she alleged about what she couldn't do over her own person is she couldn't ride in the car with her boyfriend. She couldn't get married. She could not make decisions for herself about her medical care, about all of that stuff. And that was where her focus was. Now the focus is changing. And now it's looking at what is going on with regard to her estate. And her attorneys have accused her father, Jamie, of trying to milk $2 million from her. And what he's doing is he's saying, okay, I'm going to step down as over her person. I will no longer be involved at all as conservator financially or personally. But I want $2 million because I've had to pay out for attorney fees. I've had to incur these expenses and all of that. And Britney's attorneys are saying, hey, that's extortion. Now, the good news is Britney's now engaged, so she's getting to do things like she should be able to do. Even when the person is under conservatorship, they are allowed to get married. They have capacity to make that decision, because even if they don't have capacity over their finances, they can still make a decision to be married. So she appears to be happy, and her dad's going to step down. Now we're going to find out whether or not Britney can end the conservatorship without having to do the mental capacity evaluations.
It's interesting. The
thing I wanted to say about the Britney Spears case is I think that it's appropriate, and I understand why her dad, Jamie Spears, would be seeking the $2 million, which he claims is for to cover legal fees and things like that. The problem that I have is when he's conditioning his withdrawal as the conservator on whether or not he gets that $2 million. Those are separate and distinct issues. Yes, you can seek that $2 million, but your withdrawal as a conservator should not be conditioned on that. That's a separate issue, because if it is, you are essentially making the case why you shouldn't be the conservator, because it's gone from her well-being to now you're trying to increase your own fiduciary and financial safety net, if you will. And now you're looking out for yourself, not her. And you shouldn't be a conservator if that's the case. So
we're going to follow Britney. We love doing the Britney stuff. And in fact, I've talked to a couple people, and they've said, will you talk more about Britney? So we're talking more about Britney. Twitter. This is something that's interesting. We're leaving for the very last. But Twitter is not going to be liable for defamatory posts. And everybody understands and knows the general rule that, okay, you know, what people say doesn't mean that Facebook or Twitter or Instagram are going to be held liable. This is a very interesting case, though. Why this is interesting, this is a rabbi at a Brooklyn synagogue that apparently someone took the synagogue's Twitter account, right? And they impersonated the synagogue. And they're making defamatory, posts, harassing posts about the synagogue and other things. And so what do you do as the synagogue? And I've seen this happen before in social media. It's like you're lost, right? That you can't, there's no one to call. All you can do is try to do an email, and you're lucky if they respond to you, and they're just saying, can you just please remove this? And Twitter did not remove it because they're saying it didn't violate the rules of their, politics or racial slurs or something that's inappropriate. And so they finally sued Twitter. Now, what a lot of people don't know or understand, there's a thing called the Communications Decency Act, and I believe it was Bush that put it in place. I can't remember the date of it or year, but basically it allows it gives immunity, generally speaking, because there's exceptions, to computer service companies to not be liable for what other people post on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, which I can agree with, right? Because, you know, you can't be held liable for what other people do all the time. But in order to qualify for this immunity, there's a three-step process, and the court held all three of these applied. Number one, they have to the defendant must be a provider or user in an interactive computer service. Well, Twitter does that, right? It's based on information provided by another person's content. That's what it's doing. Twitter didn't put this out, right? And finally, they have to treat the defendant as a publisher or a speaker of that information. And they weren't, right? They didn't put that information out. Adopt it or be part of it. It just is. So the court threw it out and found that all three factors were present and just said, sorry, there's no case here. But I feel sorry for the rabbi and the synagogue, you know, because, okay, how do you just, can you just like shut that Twitter account down? Apparently someone got a hold of it and they claim it's not there, or it was theirs, but someone took it. But I guess they're having issues proving that.
I'll be interested to see if this one gets appealed. I would imagine that it does, because the big issue with Twitter right now has been whether or not they should qualify for this immunity when they will censor other people's tweets and go in and take it based upon whatever content guidelines they have. Are they holding themselves out more as a general publisher, and should they face liability the way a newspaper would face liability if something was posted in that publication? So I'll be curious to see if this gets appealed and if this is the springboard for some sort of change or readdressing that law. But it's a hot-button topic.
Here's the other thing, Todd. I want you to talk about the Nicki Minaj thing, about transferring from one state to another and some issues of, you know, being, quote, noted down as a sex offender. And Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, didn't supposedly register in California because he's based out of New York.
That's right. So really quickly, Nicki Minaj's husband is a registered sex offender for an offense that he committed in 1995. We're not going to get into that. Suffice it to say, it is one that somebody should have to register as a sex offender for. Well, that conviction came out of New York. When he moved to California, he didn't register in California, and he was facing a felony charge. Could have gotten up to 10 years prison, but I believe he resolved it. Here's the thing to take away from this. Yes, first off, this is a 95 conviction that he still has to register for. Registration is lifetime. And two, just because you're out of one state and into another doesn't mean your registration requirement goes away. So he had to learn that one the hard way.
And that was in 1995, correct?
That's right.
That was a long time ago. All right, quick takes.
Yep, now it's time for quick takes.
Can I do mine, Cal, first?
I'd like it if you would. Go ahead.
We were talking about the school teacher that cut the kid's hair. So when you're teaching your kids what to do when they go to school, pull little Jamie by the side and say, you know, if your school and the teacher comes over, say, you know what, little Jamie, I'm going to cut your paper in half with our scissors. Just run, okay? Just run. Run away.
Todd, your quick take is what?
Quick take. The guy walking on the beach in Galveston, Texas, was wearing a Michael Myers mask, which is technically inaccurate. He was wearing a William Shatner mask, because that was the mask used in Halloween. It was a William Shatner mask.
Bones. Denise.
Ooh. Well, we have learned that Durst and Murdoch have in common a lot of dead bodies around them.
But they're all innocent until proven guilty. We'll be back next week. Join us at Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.